With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky have signed a bilateral security agreement at the G7 summit.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term. A lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression anytime in the future.
Group of seven leaders clearing the way for a $50 billion loan package for Kyiv. The move's intended to show Russia's Putin that the world's leading industrialized democracies are standing behind Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Donald Trump's visit to Capitol Hill has energized the GOP.
It was our great pleasure to host the president this morning, the 45th president, who will soon to be reelected as the 47th president. President Trump brought an extraordinary amount of energy and excitement and enthusiasm this morning. That is what we're seeing in the party throughout the country.
Mr. Trump held an hour-long closed-door morning meeting with House Republicans, then was meeting with Senate Republicans at campaign headquarters near the Capitol to discuss party priorities. President Biden praising the Supreme Court's decision to preserve access to a medication used in nearly two-thirds of abortions in the U.S. last year. The justices ruled pro-life advocates lack the legal right to sue over the FDA's approval of mifepristone. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits jumped to its highest level in 10 months last week, another possible sign that the labor market is loosening under the weight of high interest rates. Applications rose by 13,000 to 242,000, according to the Labor Department. The Dow dropping 53 points now, the NASDAQ up 61. This is SRN News. Another Canadian church burned.
This time it was St. Anne's Anglican Church in Toronto, virtually burned to the ground with a loss of priceless artwork and nearly 120 years of history. It's not clear what caused the blaze at St. Anne's, but 33 Canadian churches have been burnt down in the last 3 years, and most of those incidents have been classified as arson. About 70 other houses of worship have been vandalized in Canada during the same time period. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has struck down as unconstitutional a 2023 Florida law that barred sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children. Senior Judge Robert Hinkle says the state went too far when it barred transgender minors from being prescribed hormonal treatments with their parents' permission. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to appeal. This is SRN News. A House committee subpoenas 15 Biden cabinet secretaries to hand over documents regarding what they call a voter mobilization scheme. Bernie Bennett has details.
In March of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order called Promoting Access to Voting, which states that executive departments and agencies shall partner with state, local, tribal, and territorial election officials, eliminate discrimination and other barriers to voting, and expand access to voter registration and accurate election information. Representative Brian Steele of Wisconsin called Biden's executive order, quote, an attempt to tilt the scales ahead of the 2024 election. As chairman of the Committee on House Administration, Steele issued the subpoenas to get detailed plans of how cabinet secretaries will advance the agenda before the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, a legal and advocacy group laying off more than 60 employees, the organization undergoing an organizational restructuring. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.